IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners, brothers and sisters from all around the world You are listening my voice from IRIB English Radio And today I have the honor to be the host of today's episode I am Vita at your service And with me I have two dear guests Brother Ali, hello, how are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum, thank
you Assalamu alaikum
and for inviting me, it's a pleasure to be here
It's a pleasure for me too And brother Amit here
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, we're going to go through our topic today. As you know, all the women around the world are somehow different and making hijab or something like that. But one of the most important signs of Islamic women and Muslims who are women is hijab. And we are known around the world by our hijab and the way we are appear in the society actually so the thing I'm gonna ask you is that is hijab obligatory in a religion and there is a force for women to actually show themselves in society as this way that they are acting
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim the concept of hijab rather I should say it predates Islam it's not necessarily something that Islam brought up on its own as a matter of fact, when we talk about enforcing hijab in an Islamic state, you realize that hijab at the time of the Noble Prophet and Imam Ali and the other Imams wasn't as big of a problem as it is right now in this day and age, considering that many women at that time were modest, as principally speaking, and at the same time they had enough covering to consider it a modest society. To understand the concept of hijab itself and then to see why it's obligatory, we need to take a closer look at the society itself. God Almighty created man and woman, gave them the different responsibilities, and according to the responsibilities each person has, each type of person has in the society, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ahkam and the sharia accordingly. And hijab really originates from the same criteria. God Almighty takes into consideration the responsibility, the egos, all the other, as we call it in the Hawzawi terminology, maslahat and mafsada, and then he narrates this concept of ahkam, this hijab, and he makes it obligatory on the woman. And yes, hijab, it's obligatory for both men and women. But the kayfiyat, the methodology of hijab itself, how it should be done by men and women is different.
I want you just to tell me that, okay, if there is obligation, what is the reason of this difference between women and men in society that they should act different, you know? Sometimes there are some groups that will just persuade us to think in a way that we shouldn't. Like, why should be different in society? Why shouldn't be free? And this freedom, this word of freedom is somehow seems like an obstacle, for us in society, that hijab is something, is an obligation that will limit us, you know what I mean? And how, you know, how can you convince me that there is a bond between my desire and this limitation? Brother Ali, yes, I want you to just answer my question.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. I think we have first referred to your question. I think the question by itself is not a valid question, because to ask that if you agree or disagree with a compulsory or, let's say, mandatory hijab or not, we have to first clarify what do we mean by compulsory hijab or mandatory hijab, and where from or where in it, in this concept, can we find this compulsion? Because in case I want to define hijab for you or the respected listeners to understand that this is, let's say, a rational issue matter that I want to convince them to, persuade them to, observe it,
yeah.
Brothers or sisters, whoever are listening to this show, actually, this is not, again, it's a meaningless action. And again, if I want to look at it as a matter of, let's say, belief and faith, then again, it is wrong and meaningless by itself, because I cannot impose my own beliefs and, let's say, my own rationality to others. But I think let's change the question into a better one. Do you agree with hijab or not? Or do you think that hijab has to be or not to be? Because why am I turning toward this question? Because I want to say that hijab by itself is a rule, a social rule, or let's say law that has been actually legislated in the society.
Yeah.
It's as if you come and tell me that I don't like the way that people drive in Iran, let's say, because people in Iran drive from left and people in UK drive from right. So, because, okay, whether you like it, like people do it in the UK, so you are not allowed to perform it here in Iran. Whether your, let's say, reasoning even is valid and is good enough, so it does not bring this right for you to be against this law, you see? The laws are usually legislated for the betterment of the life of the people, to bring order and to bring, let's say, discipline in the society. So hijab is not, you talk about the compulsory or, let's say, mandatory hijab is not something that actually has been actually issued by the Sharia. So what is it? You might say, okay, it is inside the Sharia. Look, hijab by itself is something that has been prescribed for the people inside the religion. We can, accepting the Sharia by itself is optional. So we are not actually, again, obliged to accept the Sharia, right?
Yeah, actually it's reminded of me of
but
our verse.
We can choose the Sharia itself, but we cannot actually select among the elements of Sharia, you see? So even inside the elements of Sharia, let's go inside it again. Even in the elements of Sharia, there are many other elements. You cannot say, okay, this is good, this is bad. Are you the one who understands what is good or what is bad for you? Or the one who brought it and revealed it to you and actually gave this blessing and gifted you this compact, let's say, pack of instructions, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows what is good for his creatures, right? Yeah. So inside this Sharia, we are not allowed. When I actually said that it is not a rule of Sharia, this compulsory hijab, let me actually shed some light on that as well. Hijab, when you accepted the Sharia, you need to actually oblige yourself and force yourself to the rules of the society, which has been actually tuned, and let's say the rules which have been prescribed to manage the society.
Yeah.
Some of the societies actually have been based on liberal democracy system. Some of them have been based on the socialist system. But when you have accepted the Islamic system, so you need to accept all the details of that.
I understand what you mean. You know, actually, the thing is, why here with all the selections that are all in the Sharia, why should we pay attention to hijab that much? I mean, why is it the main problem here right now in our society? What is the difference between, for example, other details in this Sharia, like namaz, I don't know, roze, fasting, praying, or something? We have all of them, but why this one is somehow bolded, you know, in this society. What
this
is the reason? You know,
a very good point. I don't know if the brother is going to care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I'll take the honor of answering that question. You see, all the ahkam in the Sharia, all the commandments that God Almighty Himself has deemed it good for the society and has sent it to us through the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt and the Noble Prophet, they all hold their importance to their own level. We have the wajibat, muharramat, makruhat, mustahabbat, and mubahat. Things that are compulsory, everyone has to consider it to the same level as compulsory. Not more than that, not less than that. Same thing when it comes to the muharramat. When something is prohibited, we all as humankind, as people, as servants of God Almighty who have accepted Islam. Now I'm taking this premises that we have accepted Islam itself. We must abstain from that which is prohibited, by God Almighty, to the level is prohibited. Likewise with the makruh and mustahabbat, we should not go to any form of extremes. But sometimes you see, in the media itself, in the mainstream media, some elements, especially social elements, they're bolded for an agenda behind itself. Mm-hmm. So hijab itself, when it comes to the degree of compulsion, might not be as much, might not be more or less than salat, right? Likewise with Hajj, likewise with many other ahkam of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us. But why is hijab itself bolded in the media? The question should not be to us as to why hijab is important. Rather, we should ask, why is it now bolded in the media? The person who is now aggressively opposing hijab should answer, why are you against hijab? That should be the main question mark.
Yeah,
right?
That's nice.
But because it's a more of a political move to bold one specific obligation and not the other. Okay? Now, considering this, hijab itself is important for us as Muslims, not only because it's an identity, it's not just a cultural thing, but because it preserves man and woman from a lot of other social crimes. That's why in the Quran doesn't mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never says, wear hijab so that you will be safeguarded from rape. Never says that. So that you will be safeguarded from molestation, which is a very lower degree of, immodesty, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to say, okay, you're going to be aggressively attacked as soon as you remove hijab. No, he's saying, no, you as a woman and you as a man have a value in the society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That value is safeguarded with your hijab. And when the woman covers herself the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed, she's safeguarding herself from the illnesses, the social illnesses that come with herself, as in without wearing the clothing that was prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I want to approach this question of yours from another perspective. The brother actually explained it in a decent manner, but I want to approach it from another point of view. Look, your question that you said, that what is the difference between this act of worship and the other one, that they are actually looked very differently. I want to say some of the acts of worship are personal acts of worship, and some of them are social. That is, we have to care that if, for example, a person does not even perform his prayers, but he accepted Islam, no problem. He doesn't actually perform prayers. He never actually is observing fasting, salat, or sawm. That is.
So you want to just tell me that if you just ignore the personal worships here, it doesn't matter that much because it doesn't have any social impact, and they are more important because this reason.
Yes, but some of the actual worships have a social importance.
So they are more important.
Because here you are violating the right of others. You see, this is the right of me as a father, or let's say as a young or youth, the youth of our society, not to provoke in the streets of a good city, let's say a healthy city. Yeah. You see, when you are violating the rights of others, you have to be controlled. Then, moreover, for a person, I wanted to say this very important point, for a person who's not praying and he's not actually obliging himself to fasting, no one goes to him and say, why you are not praying? You see, and a person, again, the brother or sister who is not observing hijab even inside their home, since she is not violating the rights of people in the society, no one is going to go to and ask them why you are not observing hijab, right? As far as you are going to violate the rights of others, here Islam, or let's say Islamic government, comes and stops you from actually violating.
Thank you, Brother Ali and Brother Ahmed, for here with me and talking about this issue, which somehow is so controversial in modern life. And so, dear listeners, we talked about the obligatory hijab and the reasons that why you have to be committed to these rules in your religion. And I wish you just enjoyed our conversation of today too. Thank you for listening to the episode of today. This is IRIB English Radio Viewpoints. I leave you in the warm embrace of God. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shining bright, you came to us. with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, accept Allah. يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها